Some of y'all like some Old Testament messages. You're going to get one today. Amen. I hope you're ready for it. It might be a little rehash of the scripture and the title of the message from a few years ago that I did here, but it is a totally different look that God has given us today on that. It makes me think about a time that I struggled listening to God's commands. How many of y'all have done that? I know I have. I struggle listening to Him. So many times, even after we've been saved, we struggle day by day when God says, I need you to do that. In a specific way, we go, nope, I can do that so much better, don't we? We go, no, no, I know better than you do, God. I can tell what should happen and the way that we should get there. I remember one time, a few years ago, we'll say, when God was telling me that I needed to change churches or even denominations at that point because I was going to a Nazarene church. I say Nazarene church, right? Yep. I was going to a Nazarene church and some things were going on in the church, and God says, hey, I think it's time for you to move. I don't know about you, but when you're in church and God says, hey, I think it's about time for you to move, you're like, no, I'm comfy here. I enjoy it here. I like being planted here. And God tells you to move for a reason. Amen. God told me to move for a reason. And I still fight him to get that move command out of my life. I fought him so long that there was so much stuff going on, and you just look at it and it's like, I'll always be okay. God's going to take care of those situations. And then they just keep multiplying time after time after time within that one church setting. Finally, I said, okay, God, all right, I'm going to listen to you. He said, go. And when? Ooh, let me tell you. When you go out the door, when you're following a commandment by God, you're talking about a burden lifted off of your shoulders, a weight from around your neck. No more yoke to carry. God blessed us. I wouldn't be here today, I don't believe, if I didn't follow that specific command that God gave me back then. I would have still been stuck somewhere, or maybe not in church at all. I don't know about you, but we get that situation, don't we? But the title of the message today that we're going to talk about is manna or maggots? Manna or maggots? That's a crazy title, ain't it? Either good stuff or bad stuff, right? Either good or bad. Amen? And this is one thing I want you to take out of this message. If you got a pen, here, write it down at home. One that are watching at home, write down this thought right now. God's specific commands gives us hope for the future. God's specific commands gives us hope for the future. There, Ben's got it on the screen now. Again, God's specific commands gives us hope for the future. And I'm sure, that I wonder why I couldn't follow those specific commands that God was giving me. I wonder why it was hard just to give in. I bet you wondered as well. I know y'all struggle with following God's commands from time to time, haven't you? I can't be the only one, am I? Am I the only one that don't follow God's commands? When God tells us something for situations that we have, He gives us specific commands about our home lives. He gives us specific commands about our work lives. Specific commands about our relationships, our families. Specific commands about our marriage. Specific commands about our church. He lays them out, don't he? And I know as well as you that we fight them.
all the time.
Don't we? Even after we get saved, hey, even after we're pastoring or leading a church, we still fight God's commands left and right. Amen? Guess what? It's okay to do that, and we're human. We're human, right? We still got that human nature in us. Because I know I'm not the only one who feels that way, am I? Give me an amen. Give me a comment in the comments at home. Give me an amen. I know y'all feel that way too. But again, God's specific commands gives us hope for the future. God's specific commands gives us hope for the future. The Bible is full of people just like us. Y'all know that? Hey, the people that are in the Bible, they are human too. Except for one of them. Amen? And he was human and God at the same time. But everybody else in the Bible were human just like we are. And they had problems just like we do following God's specific demands. We're going to look at one right now. Let's look at our story today. It comes from Exodus chapter 16, verses 18 through 31. Exodus 16, 8 through 31. The NIV says this. And y'all see how similar the Old Testament is to us nowadays. Starting with verse 8, it says this. Moses alone said, "You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he had heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You're not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite nation, come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in a cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I've heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." That evening, quail came, covered the camp. And in the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw that, they said to each other, "What is it?" We ask a lot of times, "What is it, don't we?" They said, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It's the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone," listen to this guys, "everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer for each person that you have in your tent." The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some little. When they measured it by the omer, the one who gathered much did not have too much. And the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. Our God provides provisions, don't he? Then Moses said to him, "No one..." Y'all hear this? Moses said to them, "No one is to keep any of it until morning." However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept a part of it until morning. But it was full of what? Maggots. It was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. Each morning, everyone gathered as much as they needed. And when the sun got hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, which was two omers for each person. And the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses. And he said to them,
This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is to be a day of Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever is left and keep it until morning. So they saved it until morning as Moses commanded. And it did not stink or get maggots in it. Eat it today, Moses said, because today is a Sabbath to the Lord. You will not find any of it on the ground today. 6 days you are to gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any. Nevertheless, some of the people went out on the seventh day, sounds like us, don't it, to gather it, but they found nothing. They found none. Then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commands and my instructions?" Bear in mind that the Lord had given you the Sabbath. That is why on the sixth day, He gives you bread for 2 days. Everyone is to stay where they are on the seventh day. No one is to go out. So the people rested on the seventh day. The people of Israel called that bread manna, hence the title. Amen. It was white like coriander, see, and tasted like wafers made of honey. Let me pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask right now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit speak through me, Jesus. May be your words unspoken, not mine, Lord. Lord, may we each open our heart, mind, and soul to the message and blessing that you have for us today, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. I ask you to be with us for the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Ooh, I don't know about you, but that text sounds like some of us, don't it? How many of y'all have a problem still doing that? We still act like the Israelites did. And what happens when we put our hands in something that the God has commanded and we do it differently? It all turns to maggots. It all starts stinking. Amen? Because it's us doing it and not the Lord God. Amen? It's us doing it and not the Lord God. All those Israelites, we're just like Him. We don't follow the commands that He gives us. We might follow a portion of them. Amen? But we don't follow specifically what God tells us. And again, God's specific commands give us hope for the future. God's specific commands gives us hope for the future. And I know some of y'all might be struggling with this right now. I know some of y'all might be running through part of it. But guess what? We got a way out of it. Amen? We got a way out of turning it into a maggot. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a maggot. Amen? Maggots are nasty. Maggots are nasty. I'm pretty sure they're fly larvae. So I don't know about you, but if you get all maggots all over you, guess what? You're going to turn into a fly. A nasty old fly. That's not a good design, is it? But I know we struggle today when God tells us, hey, I need you to go do something. Hey, I need you to cook dinner for some for your neighbor that might be in the hospital. We're like a piggy bank McDonald's. That ain't the same thing as cooking you dinner, is it? Think how much more it would mean to somebody if we follow God's command. Says, cook it. And that person will be like, wow, they care a lot. They love me a lot. Even though they don't talk to me that much, they love me a lot. Whereas if we do our own thing, still feeding, but just pick up something fast food, which ain't what God really commanded, then they're going to be like, oh yeah, well, he was nice. I want to be Christ-like before I'm nice. Nice is okay. Don't get that wrong. But I want to be Christ-like first. I want to follow God's command. No matter where He tells me to go, I want to be Christ-like in all of that work and all of those commands. How about you? Do you have a situation going on right now in your house?
that God said, hey, you need to change something up. Hey, you need to do it this way. We all need to do it a different way, don't we? Do you have a situation in your work that God might be saying, hey, you need to talk to your people nicer. You need to be more generous with your time with them at work. Amen? We all struggle with that sometimes, don't we? We all have problems with that. Or what about, are you struggling with something right now? God might be telling you with your relationship that you're going through. You might be having problems at home right now with that relationship. And God's telling you, hey, you need to stick it out. You need to hang in there. And you're going, I'll just hang out at the house. I'm not going to try to do any change. That ain't what God said, is it? If God tells you to stick it out, that is a specific command that He's given us. And again, God's specific demands gives us hope in our future. And I don't know about you, but I like living with hope. It's a whole lot better than living in the world that we were before we met Jesus. It's a whole lot better to have that hope at the end of the day that we know God is going to take care of us. Amen. And think about this. If we, y'all hear that? If we change the way we act towards God's commands to us, think what a change that could make on the world. Think what a difference that could make on people looking at you. That might be your neighbors, might be your co-workers. They're looking over there going, wow, his attitude really flipped the switch. He really turned that upside down. He's totally different. How many of y'all like being peculiar people? How many of y'all like being totally different? I know I do. Amen. Because we're totally different than the Lord. Amen. We got to follow those commands. Because God's specific commands will give us hope for the future. He will give us those times when those people that have seen that change that we have made in our lives will be like, huh, I want to know more about them. I want to hear what that change was. Why? Oh, here's a good one. How come they quit cussing? How come they quit drinking? How come they quit doing drugs? Those are all commands that God gives us that we're to follow once we become brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. And I don't know about you, but the world will be a whole lot better place if we're out there being Christ-like and the world is like. It'll be a whole lot better if we're out there following God's commands rather than ours and Satan's commands. Amen. So again, think how much the world around us can change if we just follow those commands. John 16:33 says this, NIV version. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus overcame the world for us to be able to follow those commands. Without Jesus, we wouldn't have had a way to hear what God's commands are for us, would we? We wouldn't have had a way to get out of hell and damnation without our Lord and Savior. Think about that. We can change the world by following our Lord and Savior. So here's your opportunity. Do you want to leave here today as heaven's manna? Or do you want to leave here today as maggots? As earth's maggots? I don't know about you, but I like heaven's manna a whole lot better than being earth's maggot. And again, we follow God's specific commands. It gives us hope for the future, don't it? It gives us a way to get up every morning in joy rather than trials. Now, we're still going to go through trials, aren't we? We're still going to go through tribulations. But if we're following God's commands, we're going to have joy in our heart. We're going to have love in our soul. And we're going to make a difference in the world that needs us more than ever today. Amen. As I come from the last song, let's go ahead and close with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I again thank you for getting me out of the way today, Lord, and allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your words spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord, and your blessing today, Lord. Lord, on being your man instead of the devil's maggots, Lord. Lord, on the fact that your specific commands gives us hope for the future, Lord. Hope for the eternity that we have in you, Christ Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with us, Lord. May you put somebody in front of us this week, Lord, that will see the change that you've given us, Lord. And we can tell them, Lord, that it's because of the relationship we have with Jesus, Lord, and the fact that we follow your commands. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do. In your name I pray. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen.